You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
Final season.
Yes.
So, did you have a bucket list going into the season that you gave to the producer? Like, here's things I would love for Wilder before it all goes out.
No, I mean, I think my process, I let them do them, you know, and they also let me do me, you know. They let me, you know, kind of, you know, interpret and dictate the energy of Renee. But, I mean, I think I would have liked, personally, to see Renee fall in love. You know, that's something that I wanted before the show ended, was to see him open that door, to see that side of him. You know, we saw him with his wife and how she dies and tragically. But I felt like last season would have been a nice opportunity to kind of see him, you know, with Oliver's half-sister maybe fall in love and open that door. But that never happened. Didn't happen. She was evil. She was bad. And so, you know, I do love the idea of him just being a dad, and we've seen that, you know.
His daughter is the love of his life.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
And in regards to Zoe, you know, we have a pretty big gap now to fill of her being a child in the present day storyline to jump to the future where she is just a badass. Has a very, at least as we saw in the beginning of season 7, had a very different relationship to Renee than she did when she was a kid. So how does season 8, how does their relationship develop? We're obviously not going to get too much into her teen years, but how do we go from 8 to 8?
Right, I mean, that's a very good question. You know, we have 10 episodes, so there's only so much real estate we have to kind of cover that. I think more importantly, what we'll try to do is kind of see her, maybe find a perspective for her while Renee is on the road to becoming a politician. Because he does become mayor. We saw that in season 7. So there's a roadway to that, right? So we need to see a little bit of that. So how does she feel about that, you know? Is she proud of him? Is she not proud of him? Does she like who he's become, you know? Obviously, we see that she doesn't in the future. So we'll probably see a little bit of that.
Are we going to see her journey of becoming Black Mary this season?
I don't know. I mean, she's really young right now, like in the present day, and then she's, what's 20 years later, so she's in her early 30s, I want to say, late 20s, early 30s, so I don't know if we'll get that far, you know, because we'll have to find out, like, when exactly she became the canary in her life for us to know, so that's difficult.
You guys have the biggest crossover of all time coming up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have spoilers, don't worry.
Yep.
But given how big it is,
yeah,
as an actor, what is it like to get to be part of that, you know, as Arrow goes out and also ending on one of the biggest storylines of all time?
It's incredible. It's, you know, very grateful to be a part of something. Also very grateful to be a part of playing a character that no one else has played, a character that's been so obscure, and kind of take Wild Dog and bring him out into the light. I love that. I love being a part of that. I love the idea that when we first saw Renee in the season 5 crossover, he was, you know, had this banter with the Flash and Supergirl. You know, like, to me, that's iconic in terms of who Renee is. And hopefully this season, for this crossover, we get to see him connect with more people.
Are you going to see the fight choreographies in each episode, because I feel like any cast member that joins the show eventually end up looking, you know, healthy and hot and in shape. For your next endeavors, are you gonna be in a martial art action pack like that too, or
I think definitely Arrow has. And again, I said this on a panel, was like, Steven set the tone, right? Like, he came in here as an athlete and brought something to Oliver. And so, I couldn't come in there looking like a guy who was ex-military, somewhat of a Navy SEAL, and not look the part, you know? It's just like, you gotta kind of do something in the gym, you know? Throw a weight around or something, you know? Don't waste your time in there, okay? So that was the plan, was just kind of like get in there, and I think it's become a part of my life. Like, I think I've always loved boxing, and so boxing from now on will always be a part of my regimen. To answer your question, absolutely. I think I will take it with me forever. Absolutely.
What will you miss most about Renee as you move on from the show?
I'm gonna miss his energy. You know, to me, he's the guy who I would have been a fan of if I was a kid. Like, I wouldn't have been a fan of Oliver per se. I would have been a fan of Wilder, because I like the characters that have attitude. Those guys to me are cool. So I'm proud and happy to have played him and to see that side of him. You know, when he gave Flash and Supergirl major attitude, I'm like, I love that. Like, that's fun. So I won't miss that.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys.